no load shedding for today, and Iraq wants foreign troops out after airstrike while Trump threatens sanctions.
Engage meaningfully with one another. UJFM Sports. UJFM Sports.
Kevin Anderson dominates at the 2020 ATP Cup and clinches tie win for South Africa. And in live cricket, Australia is taking on New Zealand on the third test series in day four. Currently, New Zealand is 38 for 5 with a target of 416. Details coming up at 7:30.
It's fairly quiet on your roads this morning out at William Nicol Drive. There's faulty traffic lights at Marty's Avenue. Further down on Leslie Avenue, they're also out. If you're in Lanseria, look out for delays on the R512 Protea Glen exit. That's in Malaysia. My apologies. That's due to faulty traffic lights. And finally, in Centurion on the N1 southbound, there's a stationary vehicle just after Brakfontein exit that's causing a bit of delays with the left-hand lane now officially closed. Remember, if there's any other traffic problems you'd like to report, you can tweet us at UJFM Breakfast.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
Good morning. Millions of people are heading back to work this morning after the holidays, with Eskom rushing to bring some generating units back online after repairs and maintenance. While demand on the national grid is likely to increase from this morning, Eskom says it is not planning to implement a load shedding today. The Prastatal suspended load shedding last night sooner than planned, saying it managed to replenish water levels at its facilities and was able to conserve diesel and at its open cycle gas turbines. The utility is warning load shedding could be implemented at short notice if there's a significant shift in plant performance or an increase in unplanned breakdowns. Eskom executives have blamed the breakdowns on a lack of critical midlife maintenance at older plants and design flaws on the mouth of Mudubi and Kusela projects. The Gauteng Department of Health has reached a settlement with Human Rights Commission and the family of 76-year-old Martha Marais, who was tied to a bench at the Mamelodi Hospital last year. Marais was found by her family restrained under a bench, lying on the tiled floor. A video of the incident that went viral was met with outrage, which prompted an investigation. Yesterday, Health MEC Bandile Masuku visited the family outside Pretoria to make the announcement. The settlement includes an undisclosed monetary compensation that covers Marais' treatment. Health MEC Bandile Masuku says he takes full responsibility.
I take full responsibility as the MEC on behalf of my staff.